Well, good morning again, everyone. I can't stop thinking about how different this place looks without the trailer. Thank you especially to everybody who showed up Tuesday and worked like dogs to get things done. Your efforts are much appreciated. Well, good morning to you also, God. And I've been thinking a lot about something since Pete's concert. At the end of the sets that they did, which were all amazing, by the way, if you weren't there, you really missed something. They made note of that they were gone through the time a little bit too fast, and they had two fill-in songs. The last one was a song, this title, For What It's Worth. It was written in 1966 and released as a single, but it morphed into a cultural anthem of the 60s countercultural movement. It was written by Stephen Stills, and he wrote it in response to the Sunset Strip curfew riots in Los Angeles, where the Los Angeles Police Department deployed heavily, and the ensuing clash resulted in mass arrests. Stills was driving near the scene and seeing the heavy armed police descending on a peaceful gathering, felt the situation was reminiscent of government crackdowns that he had witnessed in Latin America during his childhood. His father was in the service, so they moved around a lot. So he went home and he wrote this song in 15 minutes, which just tells me how inspiring it really is. It's widely and historically associated with protests against the Vietnam War, even though that's not what it was written for. Steele's lyrics, brings to light that there are battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. And the track was allowed to transcend its original story. It was quickly embraced, unifying contemplative protests for broader anti-war and civil war rights movements of the late 1960s. It may also be an appropriate response to all the current turmoil in our country. Be very clear. I'm not here to make a political statement. I'm just here to say that somewhere in here, there's a lesson for us as Christians. What I think or feel isn't important. Everybody is wrong is not the point. The point is that we have to look to Jesus for the solutions. Now, I don't know if Stephen Stills would agree with me, but that certainly has come to mean to a lot of people, including myself. When we give our burdens to Jesus, it frees us to do the work that we are called to do. And I say the essence of this song is still a relevant response to what is happening in the world. There's something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody, look what's going down. Battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speaking their minds and getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? 1,000 people in the street singing songs and carrying signs mostly say, hooray for our side. It's time we stop. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Paranoia strikes deep into your life. It will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line and the man come and take you away. We gotta stop. We got to stop and listen to all the things that are going on and put them where they belong, and that is in the hands of Jesus. He tells us this morning that he will take our burdens, that he will carry them. We have to find a way to balance the realities of life with a desire to follow Jesus. We want to follow Jesus. We have the desire. But how do we do it? I think Paul's writing shows us exactly how difficult that is to do, doing the things he doesn't want to do and not doing the things he wants to do. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop. It's time to have compassion on those who do not know Christ. We should bring Christ into the lives of those who reject him, not reject those people in the name of Christ. Hooray for our side. We have to have compassion on those who do not agree with us. Pray for our enemies. In the Book of Common Prayer, there's a prayer for our enemies. O God, the Father of all, whose Son commanded us to love our enemies, lead them and us from prejudice to truth. Deliver them and us from hatred, cruelty, and revenge. And in your good time, enable us all to stand reconciled before you through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Jesus says, take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Pay attention. We take on burdens and carry them, never considering that Jesus will take them for us, free us from those burdens, and that we need not worry. Sometimes I forget about things like that when in my prayer life, where I'm just praying for certain things. Stop. Go. Do this. Don't do this. Forgetting completely that all those things that I worry about, all those things that I worry about, Jesus will take and take care of. I need to focus on taking the yoke of Jesus upon me and going out and doing the work that we are called to do. We need to pay attention. When we take on burdens and carry them, we fail to consider how much Jesus loves us, how much he frees us from our burdens, and that we don't need to carry them. What we need to carry into the world is the light of Christ. It's time to stop. Stop blaming all that is wrong because of something or someone. All you have to do is put me in charge and everything will be fine. I don't know about you all, but I've said that more than one time. Jokingly, of course. But underneath the joke, there's some truth. In that sense that I believe what I know, what I think is right. And I have to stop. I have to stop and pay attention to the words of Jesus, to the peace and the comfort that Jesus offers to us if we're willing to accept it. For me, when I get anxious, and I do get anxious, I have to make a choice whether to let that anxiety take over what I do or don't do, do what I like to do and not do what I don't like to do, as Paul says, if I have that straight. I have to pay attention. I have to pay attention to that anxiety and say, Jesus, I give you this. I give you this. And then I can function. Otherwise, I find myself taking a nap, too many naps. Yes, it's time to stop blaming all that's wrong because of something or someone else. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Again, I want to be very clear that I'm not making a political statement about my beliefs. What I think about or feel about everything is wrong is not the point. Again, as I said, the point is that we have to look to Jesus for the solutions, not to ourselves. We have to give the burdens to Jesus, and then we are free to do the work we are called to do. That's true freedom. That's true freedom. I think the essence of this song is still a relevant response to what's happening in the world. 1,000 people in the street singing songs and carrying signs mostly say, "Hooray for our side. Hooray for our side." What side are we on? I hope it's on the side of Jesus. Amen.